Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
95.7, the game up here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Hey, Fitz, when you don't do a call like last night, do you have a little FOMO? That's fear of missing out, my man.
No.
Fitz!
No. You saw those tribute videos, right? 37 points in a quarter. That's me. 14 threes in a game. That's me.
He was there.
15 years of a guy's career. That's me. Come on, man. Give me a break.
That's great.
So what? Four parades. That's me. I mean, come on.
I love it.
You know, it's like we want to run down six Olympics. We want to do 32 Warrior seasons. Like, what am I missing out on again?
Please return.
I love it.
I mean, geez, Fitz.
No, actually, Matt, I mean, just on a serious note, yeah. I loved being there as a fan, to be honest. I had a great time being at the game, sat with Kalena and our friends, and, you know, chopped it up and get to... I relish just getting to be a fan. Like... Why is Dallas single covering Steph at the end of the game? You know, this crazy stuff and just enjoying it. And I was just so proud of Dub Nation in that, you know, I said this at the open practice, so I'm going to keep saying it. Last year's home record hurt my heart, man. I can't have the Warriors be 21-20 at home and then be killing it on the road. Because from Oracle on, this has been the greatest fan base in the entire sport. Like, they cheered things into existence. And so to have it be like a bunch of tourists where you're essentially 500 at home last year just bothered me at a huge level. And so last night, I was like, there is Dub Nation. Like, there it is. That's the Warrior family. And the players responded accordingly. And that's the kind of home court I want to see this year, because this team needs it more than it ever has, because it doesn't have the big talent disparity that it used to have. So as a fan, I got to experience and enjoy, here's Dub Nation again. I don't know where they were last year, but they're here, and the home crowd felt like it should be, and then they were rewarded with just, I think, an incredible night that we're all going to remember for a long time.
No doubt, Fitz. I couldn't wait to talk to you, and I was in the building feeling the same way, something I'll never forget. But, Fitz, I don't know if you remember, and you probably don't. Last time we hooked up and chopped it up, I was hurt on the play-in loss to Sacramento and no playoffs, and I was scared with no Clay and, you know, his 38% from three and no Chris Paul. But just walk us through the Fitz computer in regard to what you've seen even before last night, Fitz, and it 11, 12 deep when you found out that's what they were going to do. How shocked are you, if you're shocked at all? Because, Fitz, I can't believe what I'm watching, especially defensively led by Draymond.
Yeah, I think the thing is, last year I never bought the, you know, it's true, so you can say it, but it just didn't feel that way. With the, you know, the Warriors, they're not a playoff team and this and that. I mean, they finished last year 27-12 in the final 39. And they finished 17-4 on the road. And the reason they had 46 wins, two wins against OKC, they didn't foul up three. So to me, that's 48 wins. And then that's 48 wins with GP2 missing half the season and Draymond missing 27 games. So I was really looking forward to this season of, okay, Gary's going to be healthy, and so far he has been. Draymond's going to be Draymond, and he's been amazing. And then, yeah, Chris Paul and Clay, you love both of them, and they matter, but you have Moody another year, Kuminga another year, Brandon another year, Trace another year, and then DeAnthony Melton and Kyle Anderson and Buddy Hield coming back in Wiggs. You know, with the personal stuff with his dad passing away, I think is – you know, in a better place in closure wise, and that's something that's incredibly difficult to get through. So I was just very optimistic on where they would be and what kind of team they would be. And I'm stealing Steph's word, and it's just one I'm kind of hanging my hat on. They're relevant. They matter. They're a factor in the league. You know, yeah, Boston's probably better. OKC's probably better. But the Warriors matter. Like, they're in that next group of 5, 6, 7 teams we're going to be talking about this season. And I think the start to the season kind of proves that.
Bob Fitzgerald joining us on 95.7 The Game. There's one little issue, and I'm sure you've already noticed it, Bob, and that is in the West right now, there's 10 teams over 500. In the East, there's 2 teams over 500. So you got to keep stacking wins.
No, that's, I mean, Matt, you know, you've been with the Warriors and covered the Warriors forever. Like, you know, remember the 48-win Warrior team that missed the playoffs?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this East-West disparity has gone on forever and ever and ever. And, you know, there was always the talk of why do we do the geography thing? And why don't you just take the best 16 teams? And, you know, you heard all the crap. Well, they don't play a balanced schedule. And this, yeah, they don't play a balanced schedule. If you're in the East and have an easier schedule and you still can't be one of the top 16 teams, what the hell are we doing protecting you? That makes no sense. But, you know, that's a bigger discussion that the league's going to have to look at. You know, having said that, in the West, oh my God, it's going to be just a bumper car race the entire season. Again, I think the Thunder, the Chet Holmgren injury hurts them, and the Hartenstein injury hurts them, but the Thunder won 57 games. I don't see a lot of 50-win teams necessarily. I see a lot of 44, 45, 48, 49, and that's why all these games are so critical, and what will get lost in this, because, you know, it was great to have Clay back. I'm glad he played well. The game was amazing. I love Jay Kidd in Dallas. Like, it was super fun. But if you're the Mavericks, think about leaving the building. You shot 52%. Clay had 22. Kyrie had 21. Luka had 31. Gafford and Lively combined for 27. The Warriors missed 11 free throws, and you lost.
Mm.
That's hard for Dallas to think about. Yeah. That's a loss for Dallas. That hurts. And when you get down to the Warriors seeding, the last 2 years have been determined by a single game.
Yeah.
One game. And so these are the one games, like the not fouling against OKC last year twice. You're not in the play-in. You're in the top six. Like, one game, and these one game setups are going to matter in this conference. And that's where you could have given away that Houston game after blowing the lead. You won it in overtime. You could have given away the OKC game, but you steadied the ship down the stretch and won it. You easily could have lost last night down 7 with 4 minutes left, but you didn't. The Warriors are saving a lot of these one-game swings by getting over the finish line and winning games. And so you keep, you know, you used it perfectly, Matt. Stack wins, man. Just, you're going to need every freaking win in this Western Conference when it's all said and done.
Man, good stuff. The best reality show is Pro Sports, Fitz. I stand on that, and I'll say this. I could keep you to 5 p.m. We could, going over every player that's just, you know, been a positive. But Jonathan Kuminga coming into this season, no contract extension. I was thinking, you know, Fitz, oh, no, I don't know how he's going to handle it. But just, I hear you on the call and the excitement, but I'm just impressed with the growth and his play and his role for right now coming off the bench. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, I mean, you said it perfectly, Guru, is that for whatever reason, everyone is focused in the world on starting lineup. Who's in the starting lineup? Tell me who's playing minutes and helping you win or lose games. Like, I always say, like, Manu Ginobili and John Havlicek weren't sitting there thinking about their Hall of Fame careers, whether or not they started or not. They were amazing players. So in the starting lineup with Steph, Draymond, and Wiggins, and then they're playing Draymond and Trace together, which I think is great, Kuminga's not going to be a focal point in that group because you have Steph. You have Draymond looking for Steph. You have Wiggs, and you're trying to get him going. You got Trace on the roll, and you're trying to get him dunks and lobs. So JK is kind of a fit in there. Like, it doesn't work as well. But in the second unit, Buddy Hield and Kuminga are the scorers. They are featured. They are the focal points. So you look up, JK's playing 26, 27 minutes. He's scoring 16, 18, 20 points. He's grown defensively. He's grown offensively. And it's just, I think he's embraced that role and played amazingly good basketball. And so this is a perfect fit of a kid like, hey, I'm 22. I'm taking a step forward in my game. I'm helping the team win. I got a big role on this team. And other than, you know, Franco Finn saying your name, other than that, you've got everything you want in the world. So I think it's worked out great. And I credit Steve for putting guys in and out in a huge rotation. Some nights it's somebody's night, some nights it's not. But the guys' chemistry and camaraderie, nobody's, you know, kind of, oh, it's not my night, or I'm not getting to play, or this or that. There's big moments for every single guy on this roster at various times in the season, and it's a long year, and I think that depth is really going to help them because of it.
Bob Fitzgerald joining us on 95.7 The Game. You can hear him on NBC Sports Bay Area calling all the Warrior games. Yeah, that...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.